We're on Article 2 of the Chicago Statement on Biblical Hermeneutics. The affirmation of Article 2 reads this. We affirm that as Christ is God and man in one person, so Scripture is indivisibly God's word in human language. What's interesting about this article is that it is an analogy. And the analogy is the comparison between Christ and the Scriptures. Now, whenever we use an analogy to make a point or to make an argument, the danger is to make the analogy exhaustive and try to make it compare everything in this is equal to everything in what it's being compared to. And that's not the purpose of an analogy. Not when it's descriptive or not part of an argument. The key to an analogy, a good analogy, is this. That there is one point, a key point of similarity between this that is being compared to that. And so, here we have this affirmation that as Christ is God and man, so Scripture is indivisibly God's word in human language. And the comparison is between the two, between Christ and Scripture, in that both Christ and Scripture have dual aspects of both divinity and humanity, indivisibly united in one expression. Both Christ and Scripture were both conceived and brought forth by the Holy Spirit. Both involve the use of fallible human agents, Mary and those who wrote the Scriptures. But both produced an amazing result, a wonderful result. One, a sinless person, and the other, an errorless book. Isn't that a cool analogy? That as Christ is sinless, so the book that testifies of him is without error. However, like all analogies, there's a difference. Christ is one person uniting two natures, whereas Scripture is one written expression uniting two authors, God and man. The difference, notwithstanding the strength of the likeness in the analogy, points to the inseparable unity in both cases of divine and human. The denial that that the humble human form of Scripture entails errancy any more than the humanity of Christ, even in his humiliation, entails sin. Just as Christ has no error, he is sinless, so is his word inerrant. Another cool analogy, great analogy, that the sinlessness of Christ is comparable to the inerrancy and infallibility of his holy word. By contrast, the framers of this article believe that the human form of Scripture can no more be found in error than Christ can be found in sin. That is to say, the Word of God, the Bible, is as necessarily perfect in its human manifestation as was the Son of God in his human form. And in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen.